Asar Vaevaite Gani Twat Maiva Me Matam Gani Twat Maiva Me Matam Astita Sahi Yuktatma Astita Sahi Yuktatma Vame Vanuttamam Gatim Mame Vanuttamam Gatim. All these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls, but he who is situated in knowledge of me, I consider to be just like my own self, being engaged in my transcendental service. He is sure to attain me the highest and most perfect goal. Purport, it is not that devotees who are less complete in knowledge are not dear to the Lord. The Lord says that all are magnanimous because anyone who comes to the Lord for any purpose is called a Mahatma or great soul. Do the whole thing or do part by part? Whole thing. The devotees who want some benefit out of devotional service are accepted by the Lord because there is an exchange of affection. Out of affection, they ask the Lord for some material benefit, and when they get it, they become so satisfied that they also advance in devotional service. But the devotee in full knowledge is considered to be very dear to the Lord because his only purpose is to serve the Lord with love and devotion. Such a devotee cannot live a second without contacting or serving the Supreme Lord. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is very fond of his devotee and cannot be separated from him. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 9.4.68, the Lord says, Sadhava hidayam mahayam sadhunam hidayam tvaham madanyatta madanyatte na jananti Naham Tebhyo Managavi. Translation. The devotees are always in my heart, and I am always in the hearts of the devotees. The devotee does not know anything beyond me, and I also cannot forget the devotee. There is very intimate relationship between me and the pure devotees. Pure devotees in full knowledge are never out of spiritual touch, and therefore they are very much dear to me. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna arto jigyaso artarti mani cha bharatar shavi. O best among the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. So the best is considered the one in full knowledge. Because they're always engaged in pure devotional service for the Lord.
ఇప్పుడు కూడా భగవంతుని యొక్క పవిత్రమైన భక్తి సేవ.
But everyone, the Lord says in this verse, is considered udhara, magnanimous. Udhara sarva evaite. All are magnanimous because they're going to the Lord. Maybe some of the four people here are going to see Balaji. What do you think? Someone who is in distress. Anybody who is in distress sometimes goes to see Balaji. How many of you think yes? Raise your hand. Balaji or any deity of Krishna. But because we're in Tirupati, so, and this is the most famous temple of India. So we can get a good example from studying the case histories of this temple. Then he said some people who are in need of money. Anybody comes to see Balaji who wants to get blessing of money? You think that anybody can, who thinks that some people come to get blessing of money? And some people come because they're inquisitive. What is Balaji like? What is this temple like? Some people come like that. First time visitors, maybe. Anybody comes like that? Who thinks so? Not everybody, but somebody. Not everybody, somebody. And some people come because they love Balaji. They just want to have his darshan, they want to pray to him, they want to serve him. Are there some people like that? Yeah. So which one there's more? So Krishna, that the people going out of knowledge, out of bhakti, they're actually more rare. But they are all the four kinds are considered magnanimous, udhara, and they're all blessed and very dear to the Lord. The Lord doesn't mind even that people are asking him for blessing for money. Because it's out of some affection, they're praying to the Lord, they have some faith in the Lord, so he reciprocates and he blesses them. Many people are coming because they heard he gives blessing, it works. So many stories are there. So many devotees have experience. So because there is some relation between the devotee and the Lord, therefore they also considered to be magnanimous souls. They get up early in the morning, they see the different sevas, they wait in the queue, they have some relationship with the Lord. There are many people, they are atheists, they just want to work and make money, they don't want to pray to the Lord. So they are not considered Mahatmas. They are ordinary workers, earning their karmas in the material world. You see. But those who somehow have relationship with the Lord, they are Mahatmas. That's what this verse says. So this Tirupati is a place of many millions of Mahatmas coming here. Coming here to serve the Lord, to see the Lord. How many of you live in Tirupati? I want to speak of those who live here. What kind of Mahatmas you must be. Of course, sometimes we're living in the holy place that we don't take as much advantage as those who come from far. It says those who live near the Ganges, they don't bathe sometimes. The people come from far, from thousands of kilometers, and they go bathing in the Ganga. Our temple in Rajmundry is right on the side of the Godavari. I mean, right on the side, 10 meters from Godavari. So I came there, I said, oh, what a great opportunity. I want to take a bath. So we live here, we don't take baths. It's 10 meters. You come and then you're taking a bath. There's also one Bengali story by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That one time there was a man who lived next to the railway station. The wife told him, you better hurry up, train is going to leave. Our house is next to the train station. What do I have to worry? But I just heard the train came, it will go any minute. No problem, I can go any time, I live next to the train station. Beep, 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 beep. Then the train horn is ringing. Oh, train leaving! And he ran! He fell the train. The wife thought, I told you the train is leaving, you didn't go. Now I know why they say those who live next to the train station, they miss more trains. You see? So sometimes we are living close and then we think, I will chant later, I will do my bhajan later, I will do my worship later. I am here, it's a holy place, no problem, I can do anytime. How many can say when death will come? So how do we know how much time we have to prepare? At least the train come by schedule. Sometimes it's late, but usually never early. But we don't know the schedule of death. It may come early, it may come late. So when should we prepare? What do you think? Who thinks we have to prepare now? Hariyo! 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 There's a saying in Sanskrit. Subhasyam Sigram. What's auspicious, we should do it now. Quickly. Pratikulasya Varjanam. That which is inauspicious, we should put it off. So, in this verse today, Krishna says, Udara Sarva Evaiti. All are magnanimous. Gyani Tvatmaiva Me Matam. But the person who is with knowledge of me, he says, is like my own self. Many people come, see temple, go. But they don't take the time to know who is Krishna, who is Balaji, who is Vishnu. They don't really know. That's why our devotees are doing a very important seva. This is called Gyanadan. Giving knowledge. They are giving Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, different books so that people, they can get this knowledge and they can also become so dear to the Lord. How many want to become very dear to the Lord? Oh, so many devotees here. How many want to be very close to the Lord? Dear, just like His self. So that we need to know about the Lord. You come to the classes. You can also get one Bhagavad Gita as it is. We have in Telugu, English, Hindi, Marathi, all the Indian languages. Tamil. Everybody, how many here know Telugu? A lot of people in the back here, they don't. How many know English? What language you know in the back? You don't raise your hands. Tamil. How many Tamil? See, quite a few Tamil. And how many Kannada? Malayalam. Marathi. Hindi. I don't know, these people in the back, they don't know any language. Why don't they raise your hand in the back? Mystery group. So, and in most everybody here wants to be very dear to the Lord. We don't know what they want in the back corner, but the ladies, but we think they must also want to be dear to the Lord. So that we get by this knowledge about the Lord. This whole material world is created by Him. Daivihesagunamahi. This is His divine energy. And we are bound in this material world by the laws of karma and the three gunas. Very difficult to get out from this material illusion. Those who surrender to me though, Krishna says. Mayametam tarantite, I deliver them. So in this material world, Lord is the Lord of the material energy. He can give us anything we want material. You want to be a big businessman or a big politician or whatever you want, anything He can give you. Sometime I was sitting in Darshan, Balaji for the early morning sevas, and some chief ministers are sitting there also praying to Balaji. They want His blessing before the election. After all, He's the boss. He's the master of everyone. And these deity forms, they are considered Archa Avatar. They are worshipable incarnations of the Lord. So that we can directly contact the Lord through His deity. And some deities are installed deities, that's also the Lord is present. But some deities are Swayam Prakash. They manifest themselves. Nobody makes them. Nobody carves them out of stone. So that way, see, Balaji, he's a Swayam Prakash deity. Very special. I think Balaji, There are many devis in Tirupati, many temples. But though Devi was manifest of his own accord, is actually very special. But other deities, depending on how much the devotees worship them with love and devotion, they may also reciprocate. They can also have the power to reciprocate. Same Lord, different form. So we need to know that Lord is Lord of this whole material world. He's also Lord of spiritual worlds. Astita sahi yuktatma. They're always engaged, these devotees, in my devotional service. So we're trying to teach you how to engage in devotional service so you can be this highest level of Mahatma. Previously, great kings and Brahmins and Rishis, they would practice this devotional service. But now, in this age of Kali, it's possible for everyone to do devotional service. No matter what their caste, what their creed, what their background, actually it was like that always, but mostly the great rishis and brahmins practiced. Sometime Narad Muni, he would initiate a thief, a hunter, someone from some other background. He even initiated a demon. And so Narad Muni is famous guru. Famous. And everyone, who's heard of Narad Muni? Who heard Narad Muni? And you see him in the movie, Narayana, Narayana. So, but now everyone, they can be devotee of the Lord. That's Kali Yuga. Now everyone has opportunity. Very easily. It's a special mercy of the Lord that in Kali Yuga, Kalo, Sudra, Sambhava, everyone is like born like a Sudra, but everyone can chant the holy name and become a Mahatma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This side, the corner, raise their hand. Let's give them a big hand there. So, devotional service is meant for men, women, young, old, everyone. Prahlad Maharaj said, Ko Maharaj Acharet Pragyo. start practicing devotional service from 5 years of age. Don't think that it's only for old people. Because we don't know in Kali Yuga how long we're going to live, so being old is no guarantee. If we are old, we should definitely be doing devotional service because we're at the last step of our life. But sometimes old people, they're tired to change their ways. So it's better if they practice when you're younger. And when you get old, you can go into fast gear. This verse is from 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita. It's a very important chapter. You know the glories of 7th chapter told by Lord Shiva to Parvati? How many know it? How many want to hear it? Okay, very good. Parvati asked, what is the glories of 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita? And Shiva replied, once there was a businessman. He was making lots of money. But he was a miser. He wasn't spending his money on religion. He wasn't even spending much of his money on his family. He liked to gather the money and keep in a hole in the ground. He buried his money. I don't know what he thought he would do with the money, but that was what he was doing. He was traveling with one of his sons on a business trip. Suddenly he got sick. Father, where did you bury the money? The son
asked.
And he died. Finished. The sons didn't know where the money was. The father was taken away by Yamadutas, messengers of Yamaraj. Taken to Yamalok for judgment. Sometimes people do sinful things and you think that they don't get punished. But finally there is a punishment for everyone. Maybe they are able to avoid the police, maybe they get out of the court trial, but they don't escape Yamaraj. Better they get punished here because his punishment is more heavy. What section? Sound like he said section. I don't know what section. He has his own. We have here 420. We have so many sections. He has his own section. Karma section. So, Yamaraj, the supreme judge of karma in the Yamaloka, he was brought before him, this businessman. The accountants, they read out Chitragupta and his assistant. This one, all he does is make money, buries it in a hole, and don't spend on religion, don't spend on his family. He's a miser number one. So Yamaraj said, all right, you love your money so much, you can be born as a snake and live in a hole next to your money, and you can protect your money. If anyone tries to take it, you can bite him. Enjoy it. No, I don't want to become a snake. No, no, But he was dragged away by the Yamadutas and he became a snake. Try to take my money and I will bite you. So meanwhile, time passed. And this businessman had time to think about. He could remember his previous life. He said, why I wasted my life just putting money in this stupid hole? Seems he would have been better if he made a donation in the hundi. Then Yamaraj would have had a different story for him. But he appeared in a dream of his four sons. He told them, I've been born as a snake. Because I was too miserly. You have to save me from this hellish condition. Then I will give you all the money. Please save me. Ah, they all woke up. What a nightmare. How can our rich father have become a snake? I must have eaten too many idlis last night. But then one brother talked with the other, they all had the same dream. So then they knew that it was true. So the four brothers discussed what to do. The one brother said, this is horrible, we should, what we should do. Second brother was very emotional. To translate the same way. This is horrible, horrible. My father became a snake. The third brother, he was very practical, very good son. He thought, no, let us think, what can we do for our father to save him? We must do something very practical. The fourth brother was very greedy. He thought, I think I know where my father buried the money. If I can stall them for one day, I can get it all for myself and run away with it, and I'll be the richest. I got a good news that from Bhakti Purushottam Swami, there was a radio announcement news that West Bengal government has given permission for the Adbhut Mandir to be built. Anukul Yakeshav Das has handed me this. No. Why don't you phone him up and find out more details? Then, so the fourth brother, he told others, yes, third brother, very good idea. We must do something for our father. Let's think about it for one day, and tomorrow comes same time, and we will discuss and come up with our final plan. So his idea was just to stall for one day, he'll steal the money and run away. That night at midnight he woke up his wife, let's go, we're going to go treasure hunting. Take the shovel, take the hoe. We're going to dig. They went and they were digging in the orchard behind the house. The snake came out. I am going to kill you. You're worse. They're just like me. You're greedy. You came to take the money. No. I'm looking for you, Father. How can we help you? You have to tell us.
లేదు నాన్నగారు నీ గురించి మేము వెతుకుతున్నాము, నీకంటే సహాయం పడాలి, చెప్పండి.
you have to do. No, you're just here to steal the money, I know. No, no, Father. No, really, I just want to help you. Don't bite me. Tell us what we can do, we will help you. You have to perform a special Shraddha ceremony for me. Shraddha, we performed Shraddha. Shraddha, you call it? Shraddha or Shraddha? Shraddha ceremony. We performed for you in Gaya, everything. No, but I'm too sinful, that wasn't good enough. You have a Vaishnav devotee of the Lord read 7 chapter Bhagavad Gita. And offer the result to me. On my death anniversary during the Shraddha ceremony. So then they perform this ceremony. Got a devotee to read the 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Udara sarvaivaite gyani tvatma eva me matam astita sahi yuktatma mamevanutamam gatim, etc. All whole 7th chapter. Then he offered, I offer this in the name of, then in the name of that departed businessman. He was saved from his snake birth. Came in his spiritual form and he brought all the money with him. He gave them instruction. Use your money for spiritual purposes. Use what you need to maintain and use good portion of the money for spiritual purposes. Building temples, feeding Brahmins, feeding devotees, prasadam. In this way, you will be able and read regularly 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita, you'll come back to Krishna. So he divided the money amongst the 4 brothers equally. Then he went back to the spiritual world. Vishnudutta this time came to get him and take him back to Vaikuntha. So how powerful is the 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita? So regularly reading Bhagavad Gita, studying, becoming a gyani of Krishna, knowing about Krishna, it is so powerful. So thank you very much for coming here and supporting this temple. Actually, this time I wanted to come for 3 days. You're clapping too soon. But then I was to arrive early in the morning, but because of different obstacles on the way, we reached only in the afternoon. Then my original idea was spend Janmashtami here. However, but the World Hindu Federation having their meeting in Malaysia same time as Janmashtami. So then
They're
going to take prasadam and Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, all the worldwide delegates at our temple. So I'm the vice president of that body. So I should go. So I still have to come back here and spend some more time. Give me your. But I'm very happy to be here and see all the wonderful devotees. More and more devotees all the time, it's very enlivening for me. It's good while temple is growing, our devotee number is also growing. Balaji, Mirana Govinda, may Gauranga Mahaprabhu bless all of you to be this Yuktatmas, always closely connected to the Lord. Hare Krishna. So we can learn something from this businessman, how different uses of our money, different, if we use in relation to the Lord, then Lord protects us. If we just are a miser, then karma is not very good. Some of us don't have much money. Some of us don't have much money. So then what we can use our words, our deeds, our thoughts, try to serve Krishna whichever way we can. I saw today Radharani group, they were busy filling prasadam packets, making flower garlands, so they are using their energy for serving the Lord for Janmashtami. It said that the great king Ambarish used to go to the temple and sweep the floor. Not because there was a shortage of cleaners in his kingdom. He wanted to get the blessing to clean the Lord's floor. So if you have any time, you may be an electrician, you may be a plumber, you may be a carpenter, you may be a clerk, you can come and tell the president, I have 2 hours a week I can give. Find out what service he can give you for 2 hours, 4 hours, whatever time you have.
రెండు గంటల సమయం మిగుతుంది, ఏం చేయాలో చెప్పండి, ఏదైనా సేవ చేయాలని చెప్పి చెప్తే
husband and wife together, they can do so many sevas in their own house, watering tulsi, praying to the Lord, chanting japa. When you are connecting your life to the Lord, you become a yuktatma. Then it says the Lord keeps you in His heart, and you all keep the Lord in your heart. What can be better than that? If you're in the Lord's heart, you don't have anything to worry about. And if Lord is in your heart, you'll be the happiest person. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kritagnya Talu. Yes, I want to learn Telugu. But I started too late. So I don't know whether this old brain can learn it. We should start when you're young. But I'll try. So far I learned how to say hello, how are you? Babu Nara. And I'm okay. Bahu Naru, right? Bahu Naru. So, a lot of Sanskrit words in Telugu. I think it's easier for me than Tamil, because I know some Sanskrit. Do we ask question or will we end it here? One or two questions. One from man, one from lady. One from a Mahatma. No doubts, no questions. Everyone fully satisfied. Okay, here one question. Says, Mayam etam taranti te. Mayam doesn't means me, I. I etam, from this Maya, taranti will deliver you. That if we are prapadyante, if we are surrendered to the Lord, He will deliver us from this Maya. If you're 100% surrendered, you'll be 100% protected. But what if someone's only 30% surrendered? Maya will test us while we're in the material world, how much surrendered we are. So while we're in this material world, there'll be Maya always there watching us. But he'll take us out from this material world if we surrender to him. You want to get out from high school, you have to pass the final exam. You want to get out from the material world, you have to pass Maya's exams. How can you pass it? Not by muscle power. Not by mental power. Not by political power. Not by influence. I know this chief minister, save me from birth and death. Won't work. Chief ministers are also dying, being born again. So, only way we can pass the test is by surrender to Krishna. When we Maya attacks us, we have to chant Hare Krishna. We read Bhagavad Gita. We follow the instructions of Guru, Krishna's representative. Like this. Different ways we surrender to the Lord. That's how surrender is not just like waving the white flag. We actually surrender as a state of consciousness that everything we do for Krishna. That way, when Maya attacks us, we take shelter of Krishna, his instructions, his memory, we pray to him. He's the one who can give us the strength to cross that test. That's why it's important to chant Hare Krishna every day. Build up our spiritual strength, our spiritual surrender. Prabhupada once was asked, why is it that there's some devotees are showing some symptom of Maya? He said, we are a hospital. We people come here to get cured. When you go to the hospital, there are sick people there. Have you ever seen sick people in the hospital? In fact, everybody is sick there except for the doctors and nurses. So in the temple, some are doctors, some are helpers, and others are coming, are sick people, people with a Maya robe, and they're coming to get cured from this Maya robe. And then Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, even if they have symptom of Maya, if they're doing my devotional service, you should consider them as great souls. Because they'll be cured by my mercy. Lady question? Yes? Elderly lady here. You have a question?
No.
Any lady has a question? This little girl is raising her hand. Does she have a question? wants to know when is prasad.
Sir,
give up. Okay, thank you very much. Kritagnya talu. Bhajan, stay for Bhajan.
Hare Krishna. Tomorrow morning at 6:45 a.m. we'll be having Island of Glass by Israel's Jamalaya Swami.